Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Excited.
You excited for more beer?
Yeah.
We're back on day, 18. Thank you.
Yes, God. When did I become the person that remembered?
Because when I lost my brain in the war. The war of 2020.
Oh my God, right? I just feel like it's gotten so much worse. Like, I just don't even want to leave my house. Like, I feel like I felt like in March when it was like, oh no, they have 35 more cases. Now it's like 500 cases a day. And I'm like, oh my God, don't leave. It's what? Zombie apocalypse out there.
And don't even look at the national numbers of number of deaths per day, because that's just staggeringly. I saw this thing people were talking about, the deadliest days in America, right? And I think it's past it now, but day one or two was 9/11, then day three or four, one of them was Pearl Harbor. I can't remember the full order of it. And then days like 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 were 4 days in a row in December of this year.
Oh my God.
But I'm pretty sure we now, the 2020 now holds like eight of the top 10 deadliest days in America. Stop messaging people. We are.
Did you say Washington State?
No, United States.
Oh, I was like, oh, I thought Washington. It's actually, yeah, a lot of it is the East and Midcoast that are like fucking dumb.
By Midcoast, you mean Midwest?
Yes.
There's no coast there. They're landlocked.
Yes. Like Midwest, just like the whole like mid of.
Well, let's be fair with this. Most of the states that are not, that are going up in cases are red states that don't wear masks. And or states that don't wear masks. And it's like, you don't want to wear a mask and follow the rules and, you know, help everybody out, then your cases are going to go up. It's like a proven scientific fact that if the states that are enforcing the masks and people that are listening and wearing the masks, they are not having as bad a time right now. Yep. So stop texting for puppies. You're busy. Stop.
I literally wrote, how much are you asking for your yellow masks?
We are podcasting. Stop puppy shopping.
I'm doing both. I can multitask.
Not very well.
Yes, I can. I was talking and listening. Actually,
your yellow mask proves that.
But that was to them. So, if anything, I'm listening more to you.
Okay.
California also does have a lot.
Well, California's a huge state, a lot of people, but yeah. Comparatively. So, the beer, what is it?
It is a Hern and Brow. A Jubileum. Sud.
We had this one last year.
Yes. It feels like it has a sticker.
It does have a sticker on it.
It's not the coolest. It's like a yellow green.
It's pretty generic.
Brown. It is kind of generic. I mean, but it's like very non-American. You can tell that it's a German beer.
Yeah. Let's crack that puppy open.
I didn't know this was a German advent calendar. Like, all of them are just German.
Yeah, well, it's Kalia, the German company, so.
Ah, that makes more sense. All right, ready? Do you want...
Let's do it.
The full effect.
All right, smell it and taste it. What does it smell like?
Smells like beer.
Oh, shocker. I did not expect the beer to smell like a beer because it hasn't smelled like a beer yet once.
It's nice and golden. It actually tastes a lot like the last one. I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to say, what are you going to rate this at?
It has kind of an aftertaste.
Aftertaste, a little more bitter than the last one.
Mm-hmm. So.
All I can think of is there bananas in this?
Right? So fucking weird. So our scale is 5. Fuck yeah, I love this beer. 4 is not my first choice. 3 is, if you buy it, I'll drink it. 2 is I'm shitty, so I'll drink it. 1 is I'm too shitty and it tastes like garbage.
You did it backwards this time.
I did.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So what are you rating this one on the scale of 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
It is kind of filling. I'm going to say, I was like, at first I was like, oh, this is like a 4.5. But now I'm like 4, maybe 3.5.
So you're saying 3.5?
That was a very leading question. Sure. Is that the same as last year?
Not even close.
No.
Well, I guess, I mean, kind of close. Less than a point off.
Well, our points, there's only five of them, so they're big.
But you gave a half point.
Yeah.
I'd give it a three.
A three? No, I think I'll still give it a... It's filling. It's kind of got this aftertaste. I'd say a 3.5.
So last year, we gave it a 2.8.
Oh, 2.8. Of course we did.
Remember, so if you're listening at home, go listen. I'll link in the show notes. I'll link to last year's episode. Go listen, because I'm pretty sure we had a debate last year because we couldn't agree if it was a 3 or a 2.5. So we settled in the middle. I think you were at a 3 and I was at 2.5 or something like that, right? And we settled in the middle at 2.8. So how it got that 2.8. But now I think it's a 3 for me. But, you know, what do you think? Is it 3.5?
I think 3.5 for me.
So 3.25?
Why didn't we do 2.75? Nope, we did 2.8.
I don't know, because that's all we did. Maybe because I was a little bit on your side, or you were a little bit on my side. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't commit to a 4. I don't, well, no, I'm still sticking with 3.5.
All right, 3.5 it is.
If it wasn't my first choice, like my first choice was out and my second choice, and I really wanted beer for some reason when I normally drink wine.
So never.
I would choose this. It would be my third choice.
So Kaylee, 15 years ago, maybe.
Oh God, 15, yeah. Dude.
Maybe. All right, story time.
So much beer, but.
Story time. Do you remember when we first hung out, our first actual hangout at my apartment?
Mm-hmm.
And you had all that beer in your trunk.
It was so random, too. Just
drank all that warm fucking beer. What was that? Was it Heineken?
Why did I have that? I don't remember. No. Was that?
This is 2006. It was like,
no, I know. It's in August. I'm trying to remember if it was.
It was August 2006, and she had beer in her trunk, and we pulled it out and drank it.
Yeah. It was like. Somebody brought it to a party and they put it in my car.
To a what?
A party.
You said party.
A party. And so they, I don't, God, it's so weird.
Not to get you in trouble, but you're overage now. You were only 19 at the time with a case of beer in your trunk.
I was going to say that. I was going to leave that out.
But if they do the math, they know how old we are. Remember, we had episodes this year of you turning 33?
And then the whole year I thought I was 32.
Right. And that episode feels like it was so long ago.
Oh my God. That's because my birthday was the last thing that we did.
Nope. Jacob's birthday.
Yeah. Okay. But
last thing we did. Sorry, we did. Yeah, you and me.
Like, and even Jacob's party was kind of like, and then we canceled Sadie's. Kind of wish we didn't, because there wasn't shit going on in February and April. And now my poor little, my poor little Tegan is also not going to get a party, and Jack didn't get it. Like,
what is he doing in there? Hey, Rupert, here, you talk. I'll get him.
Rubu, come here. He's chewing on my work jacket. Can you check that? Light's over there. Oh, it's not my work jacket. It's my pink jacket. What are you doing, silly boy?
Close the door.
Yeah. Where's your toys?
Lights are on inside.
I know. Where's your toys? Yeah, we're going to go for a walk after this. Huh? We're going to go for a walk.
Rupert Walksies.
Rupert chose that one.
Okay. So, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the beer. So, we drank a bunch of this warm fucking beer and got somewhat drunk together the first time we hung out in bed.
John!
We didn't do anything. We were too drunk and we drew pictures on each other.
Yes.
Remember Marty was there for the first part of it? This person, Marty and Brianna. I don't know why I remember their names. Oh, my God.
I don't. They were your friends.
No. So you know how I met them? One of them was an artist that I met on DeviantArt. We started talking, and I was like, oh. She was like, oh, I live in Kitsap, Washington or whatever. I'm like, oh, so do I. And I was like, oh, I'm having a thing. And they came over, and they hung out. And that was, like, the first time I ever hung out with them was when that night you were there.
Oh, yeah. They did not like me.
And probably the only – I think it's the – I only ever met one of them I think it was Brianna, or one of them was at my graduation because they were graduating too for OC. But it was weird because they just like, oh, well, come over and hang out. I'm like, cool. And then you were there, and then it was weird, and then they left, and then you didn't leave.
He always like gags on Because he eats everything. He's a garbage pit.
He's a garbage panda.
We're talking about our puppy. He always has like very wet burps and like.
He sounds like he's throwing up and he's not.
And it's like, please don't, please don't. And sometimes he does and then just eats it all back up again. It's like.
At least he cleans better than our kids do.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right. I know. It was weird. I remember being like, who the fuck are these people? I thought you knew them a lot more.
Not really. I went to New York.
I was about to say, it feels like our New York trip all over again.
We've talked about that before, but essentially we went to New York and we stayed with friends of mine that I knew from MySpace.
Like, didn't know. I mean, they are pretty fucking cool people.
And they were awesome.
They were awesome. But we brought our kids to a fucking stranger's house.
Well, so, yeah. And we didn't know them. Like, I knew I had talked to Kathy for over a year at that point online, you know, but it was like, hey, we're going to be in New York. We need a place to stay. And we didn't have any fucking money. And if it wasn't for Kathy, we would have had to go home with grandma at the time.
Yeah. No, I know. It was nice, but it was just like, oh my God.
We were a prime example of what not to do when you first start dating people.
What? You mean start dating them, instantly move in together, instantly get engaged, instantly get married, instantly have a baby. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we didn't instantly have a baby, but.
Instantly tried.
Yeah, we definitely did not prevent. And we were actually trying. We were like, nope, I love you. Let's have a family together.
Yeah, it was like, it was instant family just to add wedding rings.
Like, basically. And then Sadie was born, we were married. We started dating. Sadie was born 18 months after we got together. So it wasn't like we got pregnant right away.
Yeah, we started dating August-ish of 2016.
We'll say September 1st because we don't really remember.
Right. But I think we went to the fair together.
Yeah, it was like the 20.
The 25th or something like that, yeah. And we got married in February.
We were obviously together. We weren't seeing other people.
I think we say September 1st because that was the first night that, like, we kind of moved in together, like, just stayed over to his house, and I just never left.
I know. I remember, like, being in the bathroom being like, he won't leave. I want him to leave.
I asked you.
And then he left, and I was like, I don't want him to go. Where are you? Why did he go? Come back. It was, like, such a weird, like...
I need my space. No, I don't. I need my space. No, I don't.
Right? It was such a weird time.
It was. We've come from that to where we're at now. So high five, bro.
Boom. Yeah. Beer. It has been a journey, but it's been a good journey.
Hell of a ride.
It has been. And we still have a lot of shit to do.
We should write a book.
We have like the weirdest, like, I've always
nobody
like.
Nobody would believe us.
Nobody would believe us. Nobody, like, but you know, like in the, when it's like, oh, my grandparents, they got married after a week. Like, I just think like we imitate? No. I mean, imitate.
Resonate?
No. Imitate?
Emasculate?
I don't know. Whatever.
You're saying eight words.
I know. You're irritating me. Like, people a lot in the 50s and 40s and 60s, they would be so open with each other and then just be like, let's be together. And they just kept that. And I think that's what we do, is we're open. Like, we know when we're pissing each other off and we know what the cause is. And we have learned how to, like, communicate and keep working even though we're mad at each other. And
through text.
It's like, okay, well, do you still want to do this? We need to do this, da da da. So we still even hang out by ourselves. Don't talk about the thing until, you know, some time has passed, and then we can say it without so much emotion. And if we can't, then we do it through text.
Yeah. We found a long time ago that text was the way that we could talk to, because it allows us to gather our thoughts.
Yeah. And it lets you think about it. Like, we both
say stupid, irrational things, which we both have done.
Yeah. So this is a weird podcast.
It's a very good podcast. Very cathartic.
Yeah. For you and that cathartic.
It's a good word.
He said it like 10 times, if you haven't noticed.
No, they haven't, because it's been over several days, Kaylee.
Oh, that's...
But why are you still wearing the same clothes?
I'm drinking more beer. Why? Where's the black can?
It's over there.
Did you drink it all?
No, but we're on a different day, remember?
Yes.
All right, well, that wraps up day, whatever day it is.
Did we read it?
Oh, no, we didn't read it. Where's my phone? All right, there it is. We gotta read it.
See?
You caught this one, not me.
I did.
There you go. There. Why do you need the beer back?
Well, because I like to hold it, and I take sips.
Ah, sip, sip, sip. Oh. There you go. All right. Sip, 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 and then read.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, it's getting worse. Getting worse.
Are we down to a 3 now?
Nope. I'll stick with my 3.5, but.
You can't even finish half a beer. You're 3.5. Okay.
Okay. Maybe a 3. The roots of the Hernbrau brand go back to the 17th century. In 1817, the company set up an inn and associated home brewery in the Gorginium after the seminary previously housed there had moved to Landshut or Munich together with the university. One or the other. We don't know.
Somewhere in Germany.
In 2016, the Bavarian Purity Law celebrated its 500th birthday. Especially...
Was that part of the Purity Law?
Especially for this occasion, the Hernbrau Jubilusum Sud is brewed in a classic single mash process. All raw materials used come from the region. It's just so hard to read. I feel like I'm like, because it doesn't flow.
The English isn't right.
Right. Brewed as the result of an old traditional recipe with an extra high proportion of roasted and caramel malt, with the addition of aromatic Hallertau hops and a precisely controlled fermentation with fresh bottom fermenting Hernbrau yeast, the result is a dark beer. Oh, shocker. That's why we don't like it.
There you go. Although you said 3.5. Now you're 3. Now you don't. Are you lower than that now?
I'm going to stick with my 3. The result is a dark beer with a strong color and a mild pleasant, sweet.
No, there's no pheasants in this. Here's your bird beer.
Yum. With strong color and mild, pleasantly sweet and malty spice flavor, natural and unfiltered, a strong aromatic beer with fine yeast. Gosh, that was a bitch to get through.
It's a mouthful.
I got a mouthful for you.
Ayo! Well, I think that does it for day 18 then. Right? Is this day 18?
Yes, still day 18. God, John.
I'm so bad at this.
I know. And tune in next time for day 19.
Tomorrow. Wink, wink.
Not right now. As soon as we hang up. Bye.
Hey, it's a phone call. All right, goodbye. Click.
Yes.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.